Tes Vov Elul, Sunday the 15th of September, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, Shomea Umazin. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Maxi Grosnas on the yacht site of his Lake Shver, Rabbi Arya ben Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Reich, Zeche Tzadik Vrocho.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I totally need him. Oh, me. Okay. Okay. Good. So, in the Chasimus HaBrocha, of the three central elements of Musaf, Malchus, Zechorinus, and Treferus. The one that deals with Malchus, we understand, it says that Dvorcha Emes V'Kayom La'ad, that your Dibur, which created the world, is Kayom La'ad. It has an eternal existence. La'olam Hashem Dvorcha Nitzav B'Shamayim. And then we make the bracha. Melech HaKol Oret Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikari. In the second bracha, Zichreinos, Ki Ein Shikcha Lifnei Chiseich V'Idecha, and therefore, Akedas Yitzchok, Lazari, Hayoim possibly, Barachamim possibly, Tisker, Baruch Ato Hashem Zecher HaBris. All of these, the approach to the actual bracha itself and the bracha is on point for the inyan that we're dealing with. And then we come to shofar. And most of it fits naturally. Ki ato shemea koel shofar. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you hear the sound of the shofar. Umaazin trua. And you pay close attention to the trua, even though in the first instance we weren't machalik between tkiya and trua. We said ki'ata shemea kol shofar, just general, anything that is produced, so to speak, by the shofar. Then we break it down and we refer particularly to the trua, umaazin trua. And then we add the words ve'ein doimelach. And there is no one comparable to you. What has that got to do with the first phrase? You hear shofar, you pay close attention to the trua, and you are incomparable. Incomparable in what element? In your ability to hear? That doesn't seem to be an appropriate shvach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ve'ein doimelach is more correctly inserted either in Malchus or in Zechorinus. Ve'ein doimelach for Malchus makes perfect sense. Even ve'ein doimelach for Zechorinus. Because no one can do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. But with regards to shofaros, it seems to be somewhat amiss, somewhat incomprehensible as to why this is the last words before we make the bracha over shofaros. That's one question. Second question is that, as we know, there's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonai Malchius, in order Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, Zichreinis Kedei Sheyale Zichreinichem Lefonai, that we should say these psukim, Ubameh Bashofar. How will we achieve this? Through shofar. Now, we know that on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar, and it was a Takonas Chazal, Gezerah, Shemir Yavirena, Daladamas, and Chazal had that ability to do so. But once we are not saying the psuk, once we're not blowing the shofar, why are we saying the psukim of shofar? To what degree is it now relevant? If what Chazal was saying is that within Shabbos, there is the koyach, there is the ability to replace that which would have been achieved through Shofar. And remember, it's first day Rosh Hashanah, it's Shabbos. If Shabbos is strong enough to achieve that which Shofar would, therefore we don't blow Shofar. I understand. Why now say the Psukim? Third question. Both Bahalacha and Bahashkafa. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's Psuk. In which case, on Rosh Hashanah, that's what we should be doing. Learning Torah. If we want to create the greatest schar possible, if we want to be in a position which allows us to be doing something which is keneged tof resh yud beis mitzvahs, so learn Torah. Have a shasathon on Rosh Hashanah. That's what we should be doing. But we daven. Well known, Briskarov, if he had a spare minute on Rosh Hashanah, he would say Tehillim. He would emphasize the aspect of Tefillah. Why? So, recap, what's Va'in Doimeloch doing in the Brocha of Shofet Chasimus HaBrocha? Why are we saying the Psukim of Shofarus on a Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? And why don't we have a kvius of limud Torah, perhaps for the majority of the day? So there is a well-known Rambam about Tkiyas Shofar, where the Rambam reminds us that afal pisha Tkiyas Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gezeiros hakosef. Even though the Torah clearly instructs us to blow shofar, and that's why we are doing so, Remez Yeshboy. The allusion is Uru Yeshenim Mishinaschem. We should awaken from our slumber. Now, the interesting thing is that this Rambam is not in Hilchos Shofar. It's somewhere very different to that, and we'll come back to that in a moment. What the Rambam is actually telling us is that Shofar is a two-stage process. There is the mitzvah d'oraisa on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to blow the shofar, to hear the shofar, because it's a gezeiros hakosef. But shofar has within it the ability to be uru yeshenim mishinaschem, to bring about a change within me. And that is a core element of what shofar is there to achieve. And hence, where is this Rambam? It's in Hilchos Tshuva. It's in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva. We're dealing with Kol Misha Nichem Ala Mitzvah She'asa. We're dealing with various aspects of a person's attitude towards their own Maisim and how they approach the concept of Tshuva. And then the Rambam throws in this halacha. Afal pi shetkia shofar gezeiros hakosefu. Because what the Rambam is telling us is that Shofar is an integral element of our ability to do tshuva. The Ramchal writes that she'inyonei shel Shofar hu hiskalus hapnimius elachutz. It brings about a revelation. Shem Mishmuel adds that through this hiskalus mis'erer koyach mesiris nefesh. We bring about a change. And hence, we find that shofar is also used at the time of Yovel, Ukrosem Dreyer, B'chol Ha'oretz, L'chol Yeshveah. It brings a shichru. It brings about a freedom. And shofar was also used at the time of Yerichai, because it broke down the walls of Teva. It was able to bring about a change such that the world was no longer the same place it had been beforehand. And that means that shofar has this inherent koyach. This is what the Rambam is telling us. To the extent that in the psukim of shofar we say, V'hoyo b'yom ahu yitoka b'shofar gadol, Ubohu ha'ivdim me'eretz Ashur. Those people who are lost to Torah. Those people who are not part of what we are doing. Nevertheless, Shofar Gadol will be sounded. Ubohu ha'ivdim. Because it has within it this keach to be me'eretz. And therefore, the way to understand the Nusach HaBracha is with a comma. Ki ata shemea kol shofar. Comma. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to the fact that we are being mekayim mitzvah sasei of tkia shofar. Umazin trua, then HaKodesh Baruch Hu pays close attention to what happens next. Do we emit a trua? We, the individuals, do we become transformed by hearing Kol Shofar to the extent that we create our own Trua? And from that perspective, Ein Domelach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu differentiates perfectly from one person to the next. To what degree did the Kol Shofar bring about a Trua? And why dafka a Trua? Because if you look through the psukim of Shofaris, so the first three psukim are from Torah. The next three psukim are from Ksuvim. And the next three from Nevi'im. What's interesting to note, so the first three min haTorah are all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu blowing the Shofar. Har Sinai. The last three, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taka b'Shofar Gadol. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing about the end of time. So the first psukim of Shofar is about the beginning. The last three psukim is about the end. The three psukim in the middle, from Ksuvim, that's us. We are the ones who are sounding the Shofar. Our role is to connect the tkiah of the beginning of time, which is unmistakably the tkiah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the tkiah at the end of time, through our input. Now, our input is a trua. Our input can never be the perfection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to tkiah Shofar. Hailech b'chazek ma'oid. Getting stronger and stronger, which is impossible for a human being. We have a sound which is broken. But nevertheless, it serves to connect the tkiyos min haTorah to the tkiyos for the end of time of Nevi'im through our Teruah. And that is the Mazin Teruah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into being. And therefore the Rambam goes on to write in a way that you would expect to find if he's writing a Sefer Musa, but this is in the halachas that he's writing. And he says, past Uri Yishenim Shinaskem ve'kitzu nirdomim mitirmaschem ve'chipsu b'maseichem ve'chizru b'tshuva elu ha'sheichachem es ha'emes b'havlei hazman. We forget that which is emes. V'shoigim kol shenosam behevel v'rik asher lo yoyel v'lo yatzil habitu l'nafshei seichem v'heitivu darcheichem u'malaleichem v'yarzoiv kol echad mikem darkei hara u'machshavosai asher lo toivo. All of this the Rambam writes about the sounding of the shofar. And then he goes on to say, and therefore everybody should see him themselves as chetzi zakai and chetzi chayav. This is all the outcome of the blowing of the shofar, which takes us beyond the moment and the day of Rosh Hashanah, all the way through the Aseres Yimei Teshuva. The koil, shofar, brings back, on this day of the Bria of Adam and Chava, to that mention of koil. First mention of Koel in Torah. After Adam and Chava sin, they hear Koel Hashem Elokim Mishalech Bagan. And what is that coil saying? Ayeko. That original coil is the coil that asks of us not to listen, but to change, to consider, to understand that we are here for a purpose. Ayeko. Where are we? Who are we? That is the original use of koel in Torah. And the shofar itself can't really be called a musical instrument. It's not that tonal. Won't have that much input into a symphony. Shofar is really a breath. It's a breath of air which we emit through making a sound. That is a reminder to us of what took place on this day, 5,780 years ago. That Vayipach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blew a breath into us of Nishmas Chaim. It is that breath that we focus on. That Nishmas Chaim that we become more aware of on this day. And as a result, we create our own trua. We create our own koel. A koel that in most kehillos we reference, particularly during Yaseres Meitruva, when we say, Mimamakim korasicha Hashem, Hashem shimo bekoili. My individual koel, not the koel shofar. We're saying this all the way through the Yaseres Meitruva. That which I create as a result of this awareness, as a result of this resolution on Rosh Hashanah of what is important and what is less so. This is my koel, which requires ve'ein doimelach, requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechalik between each and every person, to see precisely to what degree did shofar have an effect on me, bringing about the primordial koel that was sounded so as to engender within me on Rosh Hashanah, on the day that Adam and Chava were created, a change. And therefore, shofar and Rosh Hashanah is not so much about process, but about outcome. It's about who we are as a result. And that is why we know that we are told that the Sotan, Medrash tells us that the Sotan trembles when the shofar is sounded on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe this is the shofar of Moshiach. The question is often asked, you know, Sotan's been through this before. This is part of the calendar. Sotan seems to be aware of all of our other comings and goings. Why is it that the Sotan is somehow unaware of Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is because that sound of shofar has the ability to create the arrival of Mashiach. It's not a zogacht, it's a reality. And hence, in the Nesana Tokiv, we say, Umalachim Yechofezen. Once the Kol Demomo Daka, if we tie into that Kol Demomo Daka, that's exactly what could be produced. And hence the reaction, so to speak, of the Satan. And in many ways, therefore, we can view Rosh Hashanah, obviously as a Yom HaDin, but as a day of self-judgment. The question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu levelled at Adam and Chava Vayeka, was it ever answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was answered by Adam and Chava, not ideally. And we need to supply our answer. So in many ways, we are judging ourselves. We are considering what it is that is important in our lives on this day where everything is reset to bring us back to that origin, to that point of creation on the sixth day. And therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos has the ability to be ma'irer in us the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And hence, there are no action-based mitzvahs on Shabbos. The purpose of Shabbos is to do nothing, and thereby understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But to understand on a deeper level that there is a tachlis to us being here. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put us in this world to achieve Shabbos. And hence, even though we're not blowing shofar, there is a purpose in saying these psukim. These psukim that attach us to the koel shofar of Matan Torah, to the koel shofar of the arrival of Mashiach, through the trua of ksuvim, of our input. There's a very real purpose to it. And hence also, we don't spend Rosh Hashanah learning Torah Hagam, that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, because we need to be transformed into an Eved. We need to understand why we are here. And that happens through Avodah. True, Torah is Keneged Kulam in terms of the Schar and its Megin or Matzah, but it is Avodah that creates out of us the people that we need to become specifically at this time. And therefore, a posuk that we say just before Musaf itself, Ashrei ha'om yoidei surua. Yoidei surua, Hashem bo'er panecha ya'aleichum. Yoidei surua, Gemara tells us that it's chochmahi v'loi malacha. What do you need to know already in order to be able to blow the shofar? But das is the concept of chibur, is the concept of connection. Yoidei surua, we are able through our trua dafka to bring about a connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem bo'er panecha ya'aleichud. We are able to key into that which defines the purpose, the underlying idea, remez yesh bedova, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah. Now, in a similar vein, starting through the Chodesh of Elul as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, we see this month as a time where we can have an input into what we have done over the past 11 months or so. Interesting thing is that the simon of this month is Besula, which somehow doesn't seem to ring true with what our awareness and what our avoda is in Elul. In Elul, what we do is we look back over all of those things and try and change them. Whether it is that Zedonis Nasa Shkogos or Zedonis Nasa Zechuyos, we're trying to undo all of those negative things that we achieved. But Psula is the concept of something which is untouched, which is unblemished. It's something that's pure, that's perfect. I could understand that being perhaps the symbol at the beginning of the year, but not at the end of the year. The very nature of the Avodah of Elul is to confront the fact that we weren't pure, that we strayed, but now we're trying to undo that. The outcome might be that way, but not that which the Avodah of Elul is about. So the Sfas explains that the way Tshuva is achieved is because there is an element within us that remains unsullied by chet. The mimamakim korasicha Hashem, the pintel yid as it's sometimes referred to, is that nekuda which remains pure irrespective of what we have been through. And it is from that point of Besula that we create Tshuva. It is from there on Rosh Hashanah It is from that mimamakim that we can create koel, and it is from there on during the month of Elul that we bring about the revolution which allows us to return to a pristine state. One last thing. Rosh Hashanah has a very interesting set of halachas with regard to fasting. In fact, there is a siman in Shulchan Aruch which is entitled, Are You Allowed to Fast on Rosh Hashanah? Muzar. Very interesting. Why? Because l'maisa to Yom Adin, we know we don't say Hallel, Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, so we don't say Hallel. And therefore, there is the concept of fasting on this day, not by night, as is made very clear in Halacha, but during the day. Not something to be undertaken lightly, by the way, because if a person does this three times in a row, or says they are going to undertake it ongoing, they then have to fast for the rest of their lives. So it's not something that one should embark upon without proper thought. But nevertheless, there is the concept that even though this is a Yom Tov, there is a place for fasting on this day. On the other hand, we have the idea of Simona Milsa, that there are various things that we eat specifically at this time, within the Gemara, whether it means you look at the simonim, whether you actually eat the simonim, but most kehillos nowadays actually partake of these simonim. And therefore there seems to be, on the one hand, the possibility, even though it's yontov, to fast. On the other hand, the concept of food and of eating on this day. So Reb Tzadok explains that this takes us back to the original Rosh Hashanah. What brought about chait? The achila of the Eitz Hadas. And there are two approaches to deal with an achila that was incorrect. Either you refrain from achila altogether, or dafka you eat, but you eat l'shem kedusha. You eat for a purpose which is elevated. I remember once, many years ago, asking Rishi Shapira Zatzal about the concept of normal, general medicine and drugs versus homeopathy. Now, the way medicine, the way drugs normally work, is they attack that which you have by being the opposite and trying to destroy the infection. Homeopathy is a hair of the dog that bit you. It is an extremely diluted amount of the actual thing itself. So he said to me, Yesh mashu bazeh, there is a mahalach in homeopathy. We see that in Parashat Bashalach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take that which was bitter and throw it into the bitter water and create something which could then be drunk. This is the concept of eating on Rosh Hashanah. We take the very thing which brought about the chait in order to bring about the tikkun. But we understand the mahalach that says, fast, remove yourself from that which brought about chait in the first place. Either way, what we are keying into on Rosh Hashanah is that origin of Bria that came about on this day. The Ein Domelach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to measure not just how well did the guy blow shofar in shul, but the Mazin Trua, how much did it affect us individually? The Trua that we created as a result of the Hisoris, of the awareness, as the Ramchal explains, and therefore we embark, as the Rambam points out in Hilchas Tshuva, on a journey throughout these 10 days as a result of Tkiyas Shofar, of Chipsu Ma'aseichem, of being able to engage in an understanding of why we are here, of what we can achieve, so that we can end up truly with a Ksiva V'chasima Tova. Since we have now dealt in the Shir both with Tshuva and Tefillah, we will conclude with Stocker. JLE today has a charity which starts at 2 p.m. and goes on till 10 p.m. Monday night. I have undertaken to raise £25,000. So it's charity.com/JLE2020. You'll find my page. You should all have Hatzlocha.